Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. It's really fun creating these podcasts for you, and it's great to be welcoming new listeners to our wave each week. So if you are sleeping better or just enjoying our time together, please take a second to leave a short review of Sleepwave on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us, and we read those reviews. It'll also help us grow and reach more people who may need a little help with their sleep right now. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am someone who resists change mightily, and I usually have to be dragged into making decisions to move my life forward and make a new choice. I resist it so much sometimes that I create problems that aren't really there. When we moved into the house where we currently live, I was obsessed with how much I hated the perfectly fine, very neutral wall color. It didn't feel like me. It felt so bland and boring and did not align with my expectations of what I wanted my new life to look like. We had to move into this house sight unseen, and so there were a few things that were not what I expected. Of course, I realize now my reaction had very little to do with the paint on the walls and much more to do with the fact that I felt so unmoored and everything was unfamiliar and I had no sense of grounding or home here yet. Things here did and do look different from my life before, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, now I look around and find so many things to be grateful for, so many things that work well here, so many things I appreciate. Moreover, I am often amazed how much of my current experience aligns with the vision I've had for a long time. It feels as though when things are new, my eyes can't quite see the full picture. I get so focused on how things are different and unfamiliar that I am unable to see what is great about the new and special and unexpected. And that's okay, because when things shift in life, you shift. You've never been this version of you before, so she, or he, is going to take some getting used to. If you are going through any type of transition, remember that things are always evolving and changing. Feelings are evolving and changing. Give yourself grace to breathe and hold on to your vision of how you most want your life to feel. Taking the time to breathe and gently envision these things before sleep can be so soothing and powerful. Tonight, we're going to honor the ever-changing nature of life as we float peacefully to sleep with Life is But a Dream by Billy Gill. The hormone melatonin sends a signal to the body that nighttime is approaching. Among researchers, it's sometimes called the chemical expression of darkness. It interacts with the visual system in our brain and helps bring about the phenomenon of dreaming. Dreams involve the entire brain. The part of the brain that processes emotion is involved in dreaming. The part of the brain that stores memory is involved as well. Some parts of the brain, however, are a little quieter when we dream. The frontal lobe is important in critical thinking when we are awake, but it seems to take a back seat in our dreams. That might explain why some things that happen in our dreams seem rather crazy when we remember them consciously. That's just it. When you are conscious, you are awake, and you're in an altogether different reality. When you are unconscious, and specifically when you are dreaming, the impossible seems perfectly normal. You can be walking down the street in one moment and floating on air the next. When you tell a friend about a crazy dream you had, it might sound absurd. Of course, you're always awake when you tell your friend the dream. What if you could tell a friend in your dream some story about your waking life? Would it seem just as absurd to your dream friend to hear about what happened on your morning commute that day? This sleep meditation is called Life is But a Dream, obviously referencing the famous nursery rhyme, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. The rhyme invites you to row gently and merrily down the stream because, after all, life is but a dream. It's easy to see waking life as somehow more real than our dreams. Maybe it has to do with how dreams seem to disappear when we wake up. Then again, waking life simply vanishes into dreams when we sleep. Tonight, we'll relax into the space between waking and sleeping, where dreams interact with the waking world. This is an excellent time to visualize what you would like to see come true in your life. As you meditate and visualize, remember to breathe and float gently down the stream. Begin by lying flat on your back in a comfortable position. Take a comfortable inhale through your nose. Open your mouth and exhale, releasing the cares and worries of the day. Again, when you are ready, take a comfortable breath in through the nose, and then exhale through the mouth, letting go of any tension or worry. Once more, in through the nose, and out through the mouth. Feel free to take a few more breaths in this way if you like. When the breath is flowing smoothly, keep the lips closed and try to only breathe through your nose. If you have to breathe through the mouth, that's better than not breathing, but if possible, just breathe through the nostrils. Be patient and let the lungs set the rhythm of your breath. At this time, you will make a short statement to yourself in simple language about something in your life you would like to come true. It should come to you spontaneously. Be patient and let this intention arise from within. Discovered this intention, silently repeat it to yourself 3 times in your mind with deep feeling and conviction. Don't worry if you are having trouble finding an intention. If you practice, you will gradually become clearer and clearer about what it is you would like to see come true in your life. It may develop over time. For now, just mentally repeat an intention to yourself with sincere resolve. If it is dark outside, your brain has already received the signal from the release of melatonin, and your body knows it is nighttime. This is the chemical expression of darkness. In a similar way, there is a kind of psychic expression of darkness that exists as well. To access this psychic space, imagine a jet black room directly behind your forehead. Your temples are the walls. The top of your head is the ceiling. The back of your head is the back wall, and the roof of your mouth is the floor of this room. You can enter this room through the space between the eyebrows. When you have entered this jet black room, you are now in the psychic space. This is the field for inner visualization. See a silver-blue lotus flower with a bright yellow center. See a white crescent moon above the flower. There is a sensation of floating and a feeling of being beyond time and space. In this space, now begin to visualize yourself lying in a garden. Cool, green grass cushions your physical body. A little brook babbles nearby. And fruit trees all around you. You are lying on your back now and looking up at the indigo sky. The white crescent moon shines above you, and in the sky you see the silver blue lotus floating. From the bright yellow center of the lotus, you sense the vibration. Om. 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 See a hole in the floor at the back of this jet black room. Exhale and travel down this hole, down through the spinal column and into the pelvis. Here, at the root of the spine, the exhalation transforms into an inhale. travel up the spine toward the brain. Continue breathing up and down the spine and traveling with the breath. Exhale down to the root. Inhale from the root to the brain. Go on, slow, steady breathing. Traveling up and down the spine with your breath. Go on. Exhale down. Past the throat, chest, belly, root of the spine, and down to the feet. Inhale from the feet, knees, hips, root, belly, chest, throat, and on up into the brain. Go on breathing this way for 1 minute. Become aware of the currents of breath flowing through this channel. Imagine the currents of breath have become light. Feel this light filling the entirety of your body and taking on the same size and shape as your physical body. This subtle body, which is composed entirely of light, begins to rise up and hovers above your physical body. A silver cord connects this light body to your physical body at the navel. See yourself lying down from the perspective of your light body, hovering about 6 feet above you. You can see your physical body from the top of the head to the tip of the toes. See the different parts of your physical body. See your head, neck, trunk, right arm, left arm, right leg, the whole body, the whole body, the whole of your physical body. Now, see your light body from the point of view of your physical body. was entirely transparent. The same size and shape as your physical body, composed of light. See you see the form of your subtle body hovering above you. Beyond this transparent body, you see the indigo sky, the white crescent moon, the silver blue lotus petals in the sky, and the bright yellow center. Hear the sound that is vibrating from the center of the lotus. There is a sound. See the light body from the physical body. See the physical body from the light body, as though you can see your body from the outside. Head, chest, belly, arms, hands, legs. The whole. As though you were looking from the outside. See the expression on your face. Peaceful, relaxed, content. Now see your light body begin to bend. And move freely, dancing and floating in the air. The sky is visible through the transparent body. Return to your physical body and feel this light body once again merging with your physical form. That playful and radiant light body within you, the expression on your face, peaceful, calm, content. Lying down, above you is the night sky with a single solitary star shining above you in the inky black sky. Sometimes a cloud passes overhead and you can't see the star, but then it reappears. Suddenly, this star twinkles at you. If you can see this, you are developing the power of inner vision. This is the power of intuition and insight and imagination. This is the special nature of dreams. Relax your whole body. Let go of any physical tension. relaxation of the whole body as though you are floating. Float gently down the stream. Life is but a dream. Visions arise and dreams from within. Your dreams for your life begin as visions within this psychic space. And with practice, you will begin to see more clearly what it is you would like to see come true in your life. The star is the symbol for this guiding vision. When you see this star, it twinkles at you just as what you seek is seeking you. Imagine the stars twinkling purple light, traveling down to you as you float gently, gently. Entering the crown of your head. This purple light emanating from the star is the manifestation of your highest vision for yourself. Purple light emanating directly into the crown of your head. As you float gently into sleep, this star continues to pour its beautiful purple light into the crown of your head. Imagine this as your dreams coming true. Upon a star, you are wishing on the highest vision of yourself. Your highest desire for your life. It is flowing to you in the form of this purple light. Like the North Star, it guides you and is always there. In this dream of life, your inner vision draws you gently down the stream. Relax your belly. Feel the back of the body making contact with the bed. Right foot, left foot, both feet together. Right leg, left leg, both legs together. The right side of the back, the left side of the back, both sides together. Right arm, left arm, right hand, left hand, both hands together, the spine, the neck, the back of the head. In this dream of life, sometimes we are awake, and sometimes we are asleep. Your intention will embed itself deep in your mind as you float gently into dreaming. What you embed deeply in your mind is sure to come true in your life. Float downstream.